So we're learning Masechtas Krisis, and we're learning Chav Zayin Amar Aleph today, but we're starting from Mishnah on Chav Vav on the base. Zok the Mishnah, Hamafrish Shnei Slam L'Asham. Someone put aside two Slam for Asham. That's what Asham cost. The Asham cost two Slam, and he put aside two Slam for a Asham. Belokach Behem Shnei Elim, and he bought two Elim. Really, he should have bought one Eil. He bought two Elim L'Asham. Elamaisa. And that means it wouldn't be enough money for Asham. Asham has to be worth two shlom. He bought two Ashamas. Elamais, one of them went up the price to two. And when you yikrav la'ashama, you mark that as an Asham. V'asheni yira achi yistav. And the second one, you let it pasture until it gets a mum. V'yemacher v'yiplu domba v'nadava. And that money will go to Nadava because Elamais is hekdesh's money. So if you have... So you took the two slum, you bought two ashams, one went up to the right price, they bring it to asham, the other one you have to wait to get some more. Next case in the Mishnah. What happens if he takes...
Can you wait
until it
goes up to the right price too?
He could wait. He did wait. What do you mean? What's the question? He did wait. One. They also went up the price. It was only two slum. He only had one asham.
Oh.
He only had one asham. He put two slum away for his one asham. Now he landed up with two ashamas. So usually you have to sell both of them, wait to get some money, sell both of them, make the money because it's not worth it. One up price, it was good. Let's say the guy took this money that was set aside for the asham. He took this money that was set aside for the asham, and he took two elim lechulin, and he took. And he bought two elim of chulin. He was a mail. He did me'ila. He took the money. He bought himself two animals to eat. He's in a shechter and go to reserve cotton and make a good meal. Lokavam shtei elim of chulin. Echad yofa shtei slam. One was worth two slam. Echad yofa sarzuz. They both went up in price. One up what price is two slam. One up in price two and a half slam. 10 zuz. Every cell is 4 zuz. One up to 2.5 zuz. So now, the problem is here, he did me'ila. He has to pay back. So what he does is, hayafashtei slam yikrav la'ashamai. The thing that's worth two slam, he uses for his asham me'ilas. Now he's chayav asham me'ilas. Besides for his original asham, let's say he ate chaylev, he's chayav asham me'ilas now. So he takes two, the one that's worth two slam, and he's makir of his asham me'ilas. Vashani, and the second one, l'me'ilasai. He uses it to pay back his me'ila. He was oiv me'ila, he was mail on two slam, so you have to give a chaymish. So a chaymish of two slam is two zuz. So the one that's worth 10 zuz, you give back to Hekdesh as an asham, and with that you're repaying your chaymish and the asham. Your chaymish and the karen and your chaymish. You're repaying your karen and the chaymish. And you use it for your asham.
Which one's the second one for the mi'ila?
The second one is, l'mi'ilas means for his gzela. Asham mi'ilas is the first one. I'll give you a little akdama. This Mishnah, if you try to attempt to learn it yourself, will take a couple hours. I'm coming now after we work through this Mishnah. So what I titled the first way is the right way. The first part, the first one is used for Asham Me'ilos, and second word Me'ilos means for your Gzela, for the Gzela, which lands up being your original Asham plus a Chaymish. Me'ilos means means for your Gzela. When someone's Mayel, he's Chayav two things. Chayav Asham Me'ilos, and he's Chayav to pay back Karev Chaymish. So the Mishnah could call either one Me'ilasa. Either you call the Asham Yemi'ila or your payment Yemi'ila. The Gemara actually going to talk about this. They have a very good question.
The Gezeila was called Ma'is Me'ila?
Yeah, of course. Here, by Me'ila, yeah. By Shem Me'ilasa. Echel la'asham echel chulun. Let's say he didn't steal the whole Tuslam. He didn't do Me'ila and the whole Tuslam. He bought with one Sela Asham. They did right. The other one he bought for himself of the meat for the reserve car. Echel chulun. Imhaya shel Asham Yafa, Ma'ayu shal Asham Yafa Shtei Slam, Yikrav La Ashamai, Vasheni Limilasa. Here again, it went up in price. So the one that was the Asham, he brings for his regular Asham. Vasheni, the second one that went up to two Slam, you bring it for your Asham Me'ila. Here, Me'ila Asham is Asham Me'ila. Vasheni Limilasa. Yafa Shtei Slam, Yikrav La Ashamai, Vasheni Limilasa. Vyavi Ima, you bring with it a Sela V'chaimish. Because here, you only mail on one Sela. So you bring with it a Karen v'chaimish, a Sela and a Chaimish. So that's a three case of the Mishnah. The main thing to remember the whole Mishnah, because later on it comes in, but the main things that we're going to talk about first thing tomorrow is the last two cases. The last two cases, the first one's called the Rashi, second one's called the Seifa. The first case is you took the whole two Slaim and you were mail on the whole two Slaim. So then it says, when it goes up in price, 1 to 2 or 1 to 10 Zuz, one of them is for Ashamai and one of them is for me lasai, and the second one, where you're only moil on one selah, it says the first one goes la'asham and the second one goes la'milasai. Okay, that's what it says. Zok the Gemara on the do the middle case first. My mi'ilasa diktani. What does it mean? Diktani ratio. What is the ratio is called the middle case, right? My mi'ilasa diktani ratio. What does mi'ilasa in the ratio mean? Bashreni mi'ilasa. What does that mean? My mi'ilasa diktani ratio. Bashreni mi'ilasa. Ilema el asham. If it means your asham mi'ila, like Mordechai wanted to learn. Lememra, the chomish behind the almaisle, you bring your chomish together with the asham of me'ila, the asham me'ilais, that's where the chomish is added onto. Like Ilu Gemara is saying is, you know, usually you bring an asham that's two slum. When you do me'ila, you bring an asham me'ila worth 10 zoz, which is a chomish. Maybe that what it means? The pasuk says, "Vesashachato min hektish yishalem." You pay the money. Ves chamishos yotzalav. See, it's karen v'chaimish. I'm hadik zela maizle. You bring it together with the karen, not the chaimish, not on your animal. That's kashna one. V'oid are safer the first like that. V'oid tani safer. Echad la'asham, echad l'chulim. Hayishal asham, yafashay shlam, yikav l'asham. You bring it to your regular asham. V'asheni, a second one l'milasa, which means the asham ila. V'yavi imay selav v'chaimish. You see, the chaimish goes together with alma chaimish v'had gzela ma'isle. Bring it together with the gzela. And Rashi explains like what's the two kashas. It's a pasuk and it's a mishnah. Like it's a pasuk, it's good enough. So the Rashi explains if it just been a pasuk, you would have said maybe a pasuk talking about me'ila by the gabayis or something else like that. Maybe not by when you steal at asham. Itself, maybe there it's different. Kamasho, no, in our Mishnah itself, that sell of a chaimish is in the money, not in the asham. Ella was milasa mean. Ella milasa my dishani mehektish. Milasa means what you had anah from hektish. That's what it means, lemilasa. When it says you bring the second one, lemilasa, it doesn't mean for asham milas. It means to pay back your chayv to hektish. My dishani mehektish, mishtay slom daf reshen al asham. Well, you owe hektish from the two slum that you put aside for the asham. Luckily, I'm staying in the chulin. The yafas de slum, makir blei el asham. The one that's worth two slum, you bring as asham. The yafas are zuz. You have lemay the sani mehektish. You give that to pay back hektish. Have gzeloi v'chayim shay. That's gzeloi v'chayim shay. Umay milas. What's the word milas? Mean gzeloi. Zok the Gemara. So maya kimto. Lemilas the reisha. What do we that sign? The milas the reisha. What do we say it means? It means gzeloi, right? It means gzeloi. Eime seifa. The sefer says echad la asham echad la chulim. If you steal one for asham, you not steal that one. You put aside for asham. The other sella you use for chulim. You're moil on one sella. What's that lacha? Moishal asham yafashdei slam yikar v'lasham. It means your regular asham. Vasheni and the second one says lemilasai. That for sure means asham milah. Because it says if you have an imay sella v'chaimsha, alma milasai el asham karle. You see. Alma milase ayel asham. You see that milase means the ayel asham, the asham ila. Reisha karle milase gzela. In the reisha, which is the middle case, you call milase your gzela, we have to pay back. And seifa karle milase ayel asham. And the seifa you call the milase ayel asham. What's going on here? Like make up your mind. What do you call it? So my answer is it depends. You know how much it's worth. That's what you call it. Reisha the havle ayel the zavan karem v'chaim shay. The one aisle you bought went up to a certain price, went up to 10 zuz, which is enough to pay up a karam chaimish, karle milasa gzela. So then we tell him, use that for the gzela, and we call it milasa. Seifad lo have aisle the zavan karam chaimish. The one you bought is more than karam chaimish, it's too slow. So there, karle aisle asham milasa. There you bring it for asham ila, v'yav ima, you bring with it the sel of a chaimish. Adkan the perish the Mishnah. When we learned the Mishnah, we were farashed this way. And the middle case is, milasa means you're paying back your chayv. And the second case, milasa means you're asham me'ilais. You imagine? Yesterday was a very long blot. We didn't finish to live, so we got to there. Today was also a very long blot. Zok the Gemara Vait. Yeah. Boy Rav Nashi by Gada. Yeah, let me in the last blot, we'll make it up. Boy Rav Asher by Gada. New Shaila now. The shaila is geboit on a shaila that's the next shaila. There's a shaila if I could use shvach hektish for asham. That means if I buy when you buy asham, you have to have a two slum. That's worth two slum. Let's say you buy asham from one seller, and it goes up in price. Can I use that for my asham? What's the sad not? Because hektish went up in price. It's like a stock in hektish that went up in price. So who's me? I have to pay two shlom. I gotta, you know, suffer, bring two shlom. I pay one sell and it goes up in price. That hektish made the money. Could I use that for a osher v'nat? That's the Gemara Shaila. It's called shvach hektish. Come schap or shvach hektish. So on Gemara declare, what about kinus chaimshim? Boy Rav Nashi by God, but kinus chaimshim mao shi is chaper. Kinus chaimshim means someone who landed up being chayiv. Enough chaimshim that landed up being worth two sella. That means he was mile on two sella and he paid back the two sella without paying the chaimish. He was mile again with two sella, paid back two sella without paying the chaimish. And did this altogether four times. By four times, the chaimish now is worth two shlom. Could I use that money for asham? What's the shayla? Because that's shvach hektish. It really is a chay. It's a knas that's chayv to hektish. Could I? Is that called shvach hektish? And can I use that for asham or not? It's money I owe. I owe a chaimish. Can I use that now for my chiv asham? There's someone ate chaylev 10 days ago. He wants to use that for his chiv asham. It really belongs to hektish. That chiv really belongs to hektish already. That's the question. Which means a went up in price. While it was going up in price, you were taking care of it. So, you know, you have shaykhs to it. You didn't work with it. It's chayiv to hektish because of your avera. That's not enough. That you can't use mischaper. Even if it's another mischaper, here it's better. There you only mafresh one seller. The other seller is by itself. Maybe it's better, and you mischaper, and the Gemara does not push it to shaila. Now, what's the shaila about shvach hektish? The boy Luke, because the Gemara had a shaila, mischaper shvach hektish or loy? Can you mischaper shvach hektish or not? And we said the case was if you buy a behemoth for a seller and it goes up in price, the two shlom, could I use that for asham or not? Tashima. The Gemara should ask the first Mishnah. Tashima, mafresh shnei shlom la asham. Belokach, but it's the first case of the Mishnah. That's nothing to do with me'ila. Hamafresh shnei shlom la asham. Belokach mehem shnei elim la asham. You bought two elim for asham. Which means you bought a seller a piece, right? It's like buying, you know, two Coca-Colas for $2. It means it's $1 a piece. One of them went up to two prices to Shloim. You can make a Shloim. By Shani, you're actually Shloim. Another one, you wait to get some more. What do you see? My lab, the Zavim Barba, you bought it before. Aisle. You bought the aisle for four. Veshavach with Zavim Tamna. And went up to the price of eight. Eight, so it was two Shloim. Veshavach with Zavim Tamna. What's your Taina?
It wasn't
the
one up. You bought it with
Chitzel. You got a good price. You got like $2 for the dollar, like a shop price. Yeah, and it was tarts. And for the moral law, Yochamai skin, the oizel roye gabe. It was always worth two slum. He got a good deal. He got two for the price of one. That's all.
He's still being down for Hekdish.
No, it's not. Because Hekdish didn't go up. It's like you bought yourself $100 stock for $50. Not shot that it was $50 stock that went up to $100. You bought $100 stock. It was $100. You got the guy was desperate. This Roy was desperate. Money. He was running away from the government. He had to run to Cancun. He needed cash. That's all. So he sold it for half price. Whatever it is, it's full value. It was full value. So that's not a raya. Because maybe I was going to Toshima, I'll try bringing that raya. Toshima, Lokach Ayel Basella. If a guy bought an Ayel Basella, then I'm fucked my fountain it up with good tequila and different zaken. But Midoy Ashtayim. And I went up the price in two. Kosher. The loch is that you're allowed to use it for carbon. You stuffed it up, you're allowed to use it for carbon. So what do you see? You see Shvach Hektish works. I know Adam Shvach Shvach Hektish. And Zoyloy, Pot my Shani, the Chosle Tamnia. Rashi explains, you spent four zuz to stuff it up. So nice, you spent two sella. This is not by itself, it's not shvach hektish. You stuffed it up. So therefore, that's not called shvach hektish. Next raya, toshma, it's the same brisa, by the way. Lokach ayel basella, v'reu b'shtayim kosher. Here you can't say fatten it up because it's the same brisa. It says, lokach ayel basella, v'reu is now turned to two, it's kosher. So I'm going to because of patma. You stuffed it up. You fed it. I don't know what the English word for potma is. You fed a lot of good food. What's the English word for potma? What's the English? Fattened it. Okay. Yochi, hainu reisha. That's mashma reisha. That's mamash the reisha. Reisha is the first potma. Fattened it up. Now he's saying this must be fattened up. It must be when I price by itself. So tomorrow, no, it's not. It's a little different than reisha. Because reisha is often by arba, by ashbuch arba. And you put in, you fatten it for, worth four, you know, four zuz. The chaslay tamne, because altogether he is you know lost eight zos. Sefer zov an ayal bar boy. He bought it for four. Vashpchem a tlosa, and he fattened enough for three. Veshavit mana and went up to eight. So you have to know what tomorrow's tarot says. I'm saying lemaisa that one zela still shvachek. Tomorrow that's kasha soon. But the Gemara first understands it. Gemara says it was he only the threes. That's the chiddush of the next case. Yochim a sefer says that even if you use it, you shalim sela. You should pay a sela. Chaslay zayin. He already paid seven zuz. It should be one zuz. So the Gemara, my yeshalim tashlim set the seller. He should finish up the seller, which means pay one more zuz. But the Gemara is still going to ask this. He still didn't help anything. If you're already not mischaber shvach hekdish, you have tashlim the seller. Even if you pay up the zuz, might have a ayal ben shtei slom binon, and you only gave it one worth seven. Veleka. So the Gemara, loyalam, you're right. You got me good. The last case in the Tesefta is a raya. Lom kusav odom mischaper b'shach hekdesh. Avada odom mischaper b'shach hekdesh. Yochi tash mishela leiten. So why do you have to pay up? Hayin taima, which means really, now you can say you have to pay up the whole seller, because even if it goes one seller or two seller, you can already be mischaper. So Gemara could have asked, Yochi, which I found, they asked already. What? Yeah. It really said, the Mishnah really said, you have to pay a seller. That's the Brisa said in Tesefta. It said you have to pay a seller. We tied tashlum seller. Now you can go back to old price, the shalom seller.
It said it's only worth seven.
Right, yeah, but only worth seven. Only said that tariffs could have kasha. Only said that could have kasha. But now we're saying, that's all the mischap for shvach hektash. So really, now you can say that it was worth four and it went up to eight, you could use it. I think more kasha, why do I have to pay any money? Why
do
I have to
pay? You do have to pay in that case.
What?
You don't find a way, you do have to pay.
It does. Let's read the case again. Okay. It says, "Lokach ayal b'sela v'riyu b'shtayim kosher," and it says there it's kosher, and you have to pay, and you have to pay a sela. It says yishalim sela. The Gemara had a problem with this part of the price. The Gemara said it was 1.7. The Gemara was yishalim sela, tashlum sela. But now we're saying oda mischaper. So why does it have to say that? So because the Gemara is the Gemara's kosher, it's from the lashon. You tashlum sela loyit, and you don't have to pay up anything. Really, you shouldn't have to pay. But with skir, people are going to think that you can be mechaper with an ayal worth less than two shlom. Therefore, you have to pay to show that it's worth this much. Because the Gemara had really a shyly Gemara about a raya, maybe. So, my avar law, what's halacha lemaisa? Could you be mechaper with shvach hekdesh or not? Tosha Mabar brings the first of Raisa, but Shas Hafrosh Yofasela, if when you're Mafrosh with Sela, Shas Kapara, when it came time to use a Kapara Yofash Tesloim, Yotza. You are Yotza, so that's the Pshitas, that's the first of Raisa, that Kapara works. Now we're going to have a Shal from Rabbalaza, Rabbalaza never heard this Raisa. Boy Rabbalaza, he never heard this Raisa. He says, Adam Mishab Shahak Eshaloi. He's in front of Rabbi Yechon, and he said, does anyone know, could you Mishab Shahak Eshaloi or not? Om Rabbi Yechon, Kama Shon Mgalaz Avenenu. This Rav Loza is in the shir here so many years. He never heard the shir from me. So the Gemara, Mechal Dom Rav Yechanan. Mavuy Rav Yechanan must have said it. The Gemara says, in your right, Vahal Do. He said on this Mishnah, that's Nan. It says in Mishnah, Vlad, that's Mishnah Tmura, I think. It's Mishnah Menachas, says on top here. Okay, Mishnah Menachas. Vlad, Toida, Vitmurasa. The Vlad of a Toida and its Tmura. Vachina Mafish, Toidasa, Vav, Dovirsha, Isacharas, Tachteha. So halacha is, you're allowed to bring that taida. You know why? Because shlomo ki brought in a dava. But it says, those extra taida, a vlad or a tamura, ain't tunas lechem. You don't bring along with it lechem. We know a taida has 40 chalas, right, Maishi? Here you don't bring any lechem on this taida. But shalach hachunim asher v'yech, and a loy shalach ach kapara. The only time you don't need lechem is only if you already was mechap or something else. The vlad ain't ton lechem. The vlad doesn't need lechem. Afnei kapara, before kapara, ton lechem. You have to bring lechem with the taida. So what do you see? You keep mischaper with the vlad of a toida. Vlad of a toida is shvach hektish. So you see from here, odo mischaper, alma kusava mischaper b'shvach hektish. See, Rabbi Yechon holds mischaper b'shvach hektish. Now, once he mentions the Rablaza and Rabbi Yechon, I'm going to have a few more of these. Not about shvach hektish. V'aloch l'maisa, keep mischaper shvach hektish? Moshe, keep mischaper shvach hektish? Do you know? So we had two rei, a braisa yotza, and we had another gemara here in Rabbi Yechon that mischaper shvach hektish. You look good. Boy, Rabbi Lazar, Balei Chayim Nidachim. The shaila is, could a Balei Chayim become Nidach from bring a carbon? That means you have a Balei Chayim and it becomes disqualified from a carbon. Does that mean it's over? Can never be used by carbon. There's a shaila if a Balei Chayim can be Nidachim. Or Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Lazar asked Shalom, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Kamashon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yechanan, 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 Rabb So the Gemara Machlal Beyechon Amra. And the Gemara Beyechon Behemah Shnei Shotvim. A Behemah Shnei Shotvim. So one guy Reuven is makdish his half. You can't bring it for a carbon because half a carbon is nothing. So at that point it couldn't be brought for a carbon. So Hikdash Chetzia. Then because of Lokach he bought Shimon's Chelek Chetzia Vekdisha and he was makdish it again. The Lokach is Kedusha is Kadosh for Ain't a Crave. You can't be makdish as a carbon. Why not? Or vice a tamura, and it becomes a tamura. You can make a tamura for us, but a tamura also can't be makrivit. Why? It becomes like this. It means it's chal kedushas, it's chal kedusha here on it, but it can't be brought as a carbon. Why not? Right now I own the whole thing. I made the whole thing kadosh. Because while it was half, it couldn't be kariv, so it became dachuy. So you see, for me, a shemamim not class. I'm going to say beichna. Shemamim bala chayim the dachim, because still alive. The shemamim not kedushas dachim matcha. You'll see that even though when I first was makdish it, it only could be dachim. Still, there's a dichui. Mishmavina, yes, dichui. Vedamim. There's the really gerses. Rashi's gerses. Mishmavina. The other one is shavina dichui miyikara. That's the third one. The three of them. Dichui miyikara means it was dichui at the beginning. A dichui vedamim and balechayim vedachim. Those are the three things. Balakponim you see balechayim vedachim. Those had a shayla. Rechus Arumi. I said it already. I said a bunch of times already. Balechayim vedachim. And can you do what we learned tomorrow? There's a kasha that every time the Yichum Mikara, same thing like Dushas Domim, we're not going to get into that right now. Boy Rabbi Laza, Laza Nara Shaila. Who's Lub Tlom Ba'oila, Mahu? We know you have to bring a kevitz worth of aisle worth two slotim for Asham, right? Let's say you can't find it's so cheap the whole world, you can't find an aisle for two slotim. There's no such thing. Could you use it for a cover or not? Mahu. You need the best thing. You need a Lamborghini, and this is the best. This is the best animal you can find. Vayika, Oydilma, Kesef Shkolim Bina. You need two Shkolim. Velaka, that you don't have.
You have to wait.
Here he says, "Yeah, I never had the shayla. Wow, kavaldik shayla." Frank Demar, Veloy. Om Rabbi Yechna, this Rabbi Yechna. It's Om Rabbi Yechna, Moshim Rechai. Why by Mechusa Kapara, which is not an Asha? Mechusa Kapara is a Zav, Zava, Yeledes, Metzaira. Why didn't the Torah give a Kitzva Mechusa Kapara? Shema Yuzlu Tlalayim Ve'en Lehem Takana Lecha Bakachim. Maybe its loan will go down, and if there's a Kitzva, you're not going to be able to bring the carbon because it says a certain amount. It might go down, and you're not going to be able to eat Kachim forever. So that's what he said is memra. So you see, but if it has a kitzva, like by Asham, you take a stock. Asham, a guy who has Asham, you catch him. But he doesn't have a kapara. So you see, Klar, if there's a kitzva, you see, Rabbi Yechon Klar, if there's a kitzva, you have to bring the kitzva. So why are we going to say I never learned this halacha? We did learn halacha. So halacha zu. I never taught this to Achim. That's what it means to say. Frank Adam, he always has it over his lima in front of him for every 30 days. So if he said this memra, he should have covered this. So what he said was, no one ever asked me this shayla. Of course, Rabbi Yechanan had a memra, but no one ever asked me this shayla. Gufa, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishim Rechai, Be'emar loinos the kitzva from Mechusa Kapar. Why didn't Tyre give by Mechusa Kapar, by Zav, Zav, Yiladis? Why didn't say that a carbon has to be a certain price? Why not? Shema Yizlu Tloim, Ve'elam Taikon Alecha Vakacha. Maybe Tloim will go down. And it won't be able to bring kachim. It won't be able to eat kachim because you're not going to find a thing for this price. Mask v'lo abaya el miyata chatas chela v'inos lo kitzva l'chapara asya. So why chatas chela? Don't we have a kitzva? That's not lecha v'kachim. That's for kapara. So just like Asham has a set price, chatas chela should have a set price also. Because mashma, you really should give a set price for everything. The only reason you don't give a set price for zava yilad is because you're not going to be able to kachim. But here, if it's kapara, you should have a set price. Not a kasha. Maska Rav El Miata. Asham Nazir Lavle Kitzva Levatalahu. Because for no reason, the Asham Nazir Dasi. Don't worry. Yechem Shem Rishim Yechay. Yelcha Davishu Hu Bala Talah Asham Nazir. The Asham Nazir is not to eat kachim, not for Tyra. It's just for Knas. So that also should have a kitzva. We know the Asham Nazir, Asham Atzayra are different than other Asham. There's no dims to Shlom. That should have a kitzva. My answer is kasha. My answer is kasha. It's takashver.